Welcome to the Financial Services Online Daily News Wrap. This is Paige Estritorio reporting to you on Thursday, October 30th, 2025. We have some crucial updates from the financial services sector today. First, let's talk about a significant ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFSCA. In a case involving an arson insurance dispute, the AFCA has ruled in favor of a certain restaurant against QBE Insurance. Despite the restaurant director's omission of a criminal history in the policy application, AFSCA found QBE Insurance's denial of the claim based on non-disclosure unjustified. Accusing QBE of insufficient evidence regarding their questioning during the application process, the AFCA's decision spells a strong message to insurers about demonstrating non-disclosure. It's a crucial reminder for owners in the restaurant industry to fully disclose and maintain clear communication to avoid claims disputes. Moving on to some corporate news, Insurance Australia Group reported a notable 91% increase in net profit for the first half of this financial year. However, IAG's CEO cues a rise in insurance premiums, though at a slower pace, attributed to climate-related risks and heightened incidences of natural disasters. This could mean steeper challenges for Australian restaurant and cafe owners already juggling tight financial conditions. It's urged, therefore, that owners adopt proactive strategies, including policy reviews, risk mitigation, and ensuring continued engagement with insurance brokers. In banking news, scrutiny is building over Commonwealth Bank of Australia's loan approval to a problem gambler, identified as Ben, who spent 50% of his income on online betting. Echoing concerns over responsible lending duties, Ben's case sparks debate over the roles that banks play in preventing financial harm. The situation underscores the need for borrowers and lending institutions to exercise caution in the realm of financial health assessment and risk mitigation. But speaking of loans, there's a bit of good news for self-employed Australians. Non-bank lender RateMoney is set to cut interest rates on their Evolve EasyDoc and EasyDoc one-year products effective June 30th, 2025. CEO Ryan Gair underscores RateMoney's ongoing commitment to competitivity and accessibility. This reduction is certainly a boon to independent professionals and small businesses navigating the unpredictable waves of non-bank lending in Australia. And that concludes the updates for today. For more details on these stories, please head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estritorio, wishing you a financially wise day ahead.